Does the president of the Senate also think the same? Well, here's what he said with regards to debt that Nigeria finds itself. Take a listen to what the Senate president also reiterated about our debt and past administration.
Hey, when the sun shines, this is the kind of thing you face. When we had plenty of money, we didn't prioritize the construction of infrastructure in Nigeria. We wasted our resources when we had much. Today, we realize we need to construct infrastructure because that's the only way to develop the country. Unfortunately, we don't have the kind of resources we had before. Now, our options are very limited because our revenues are limited. I agree with all my colleagues who said we need to reduce borrowing. The Committee on Finance particularly has been doing a good job of ensuring that MDS, particularly GOEs, contribute more to the national coffers than they normally do. And that is why we have more resources today, more revenues, or more funds in the independent revenue contribution. So I commend the Committee on Finance for doing that. You should keep doing that. But I also agree with Senator Albert Basi Akpan for saying our committees need to do a lot of oversight. Because when we don't do the oversight...
Interesting point of view you did raise there. So, oversight here and there, things that one could also find quite interested in as well. One more thing I promise you, and I'll shush and allow you to make your comments in with regards to this. Okay, so the PDP says Governor Emefiele should resign, but then some people have also reiterated the fact that, well, it did come into leadership under the PDP. But here's what the PDP spokesperson, Kola Logbadia, was talking about just yesterday.
An investigation of the governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria, Governor Emefiele, going by allegations by the All Progressives Congress that is superintended over massive looting of funds in the SPBN. Our party calls on the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, to immediately invite Emefiele for questioning over allegations by the National Secretary of the illegal APC National Caretaker Committee, Senator John Akpan Udo-Odehe, that the SPBN governor supervised over the pillaging of the nation's vaults under his watch. Nigerians were shocked when Senator Akpan Udo-Odehe on Channel's television program Politics Today of Wednesday, September 15, 2021, revealed that the CBN governor supervised over the stealing of money in the Apex Bank, a development for which was investigated by the EFCC and, if found wanting, prosecuted.
All right, well, that sets up a new point of discussion and some rights. But the All Progressive Congress have also fired back and said the PDP is not within their right to even call for an investigation of the CBN governor. In fact, they do say if there's anything at all, why are they marking him out for not for performance or non-performance now, considering the fact that the CBN governor did come into the position as the governor of the CBN under the administration of the PDP? Let's listen to you now. Let's go the way of the open mic now. 07009510000. Okay, that's the telephone number this morning. 07009510000. Let's take your calls on. And if you're writing in, I'm looking out for your messages as we have them coming as well on 08099930137. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning once again.
Good morning, what's your name?
Okwis Mana. Just I want to say hi to our old member at all callers in Nigeria Info. Somebody like Tyler, somebody like Abubakar from Gwagwada, somebody from somebody like Osilama, somebody like Okemwa Enyeribe, Austin, yes. Mom is he. Somebody like Village Man, that's our old member. Somebody like Shola, Corinth for Kubwa. Daniel, and there are lots of them. Those I remember, and those I don't remember. I want to say hi to all of them. Thank you, have a nice day.
Thank you, and have a nice day too. Good morning to you.
Morning, Felidi.
How are you today?
I'm okay, are you?
Very well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Okay, it's Austin Onyeme, the comrade. Yes. Don't forget next time. Onyeme, Austin. I greet you. My brother, this there is open mic Friday, right?
Yes, of course, with absolute facts, yes.
Thank you. I want to comment on this headline. I tried to reach you, but it didn't pick my call. I heard the Autumn, the general state governor this morning, say only justice can stop Biafran agitation. I laughed where I was. I said, this Autumn, is he not a king man? How sudden this man found love or favor, you know, with the Biafran architects or Biafran people or whatever. Has he forgotten that there are a lot of his people that doesn't have this love with them? But I congratulate him. Maybe he has found the truth. You understand? So, my brother, talking about this immature of a person, please, immature should resign. Yes, I agree with PDP. Yes, he came during the PDP. But, my brother, it's not only his decision anyway, but my brother, seeing the economy of this country crumbling, going down by the day, for me, if I were him, as a man of integrity or whatever, you just go in the tower.
All right. Thank you.
Broken bottle has no fatality.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your time. Moving on, good morning to you.
Good morning, FDD.
Yes, how are you today? Thank you so much for joining
me. I'm very fine, and thank you. This thing is Mr. Paul the Indomitable.
Mr. Paul, let's talk.
Yes, you see, I saw in channel this morning the PDP in Enugu State. That is my steakhouse. Telling the rest of Nigerians that they have not zoned their end of their positions to any region. And I laugh. You know why I laugh?
Why do you
laugh? Because everybody know that the PDP sits with a lot of insincerity. If you believe PDP, then you can believe anything.
Mm.
We all know when the so-called northern elders say that they not have every right because they have the population, that they have the right to leadership. And we know that they are fronting for one big man from Adamawa.
Maybe,
so for PDP
maybe
to
they are.
Turn around
maybe
now and tell us that they have not zoned any of their positions to any place. I don't think there's any sincerity in it because we know their schemes. So we know what they are planning.
Okay.
But we are waiting for them.
All right. Let's do that.
Waiting.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Oki Ibrahim from Buhari says, it's mind-boggling and puzzling to hear PDP zoning committee declaring that they don't have mandate to zone the president and vice president position to any zone, while the southern governors, the PDP members who have been persistently held in their quarterly political jamboree meeting with their demand of power must go to the south, now remained in silence. They should not remain in silence now. You said they should reecho their initial threat and political rhetoric of power must go to the south loudly to the hearing of the PDP zoning committee members. They should show their seriousness and resilient determination of power must go back to the south in 2023 by openly telling the PDP zoning committee members to zone the president position to the south for the sake of unity and prosperity of Nigeria. Okay, Brian, do write the team. Shegu says, what is the Attorney General of the Federation, Malami, doing with stamp duties fund since 2015 till date, which is $176 billion that belongs to the state governments and governors? That's your question. You say, collection of stamp duties funds by Attorney of the, General of the Federation is against the law of Nigeria. Why is this ruling party is not abiding with the law of the land, Nigeria? When Ashibajo was in charge of Empower, Empower program was progressing, and Mr. President took it away from the office of the Vice President. Now, Empower is not moving well again. Appointing wrong people into offices is the cause of diversity, unaccountability, bad governance, poverty in Nigeria. And Mr. President said 10 million people had been lifted from poverty through Empower and others. How come? That's the question Shegun is asking. And then, good morning, Onyel Tejio from Babu Says FMD. Thanks for the good work. My open mic this morning is that the government should tell Nigerians the outcome of the former EFCC chairman's case, Ibrahim Magu, precisely, and also DCP Abakari's case as well. All right, interesting point of view. Edward writes in from Apo. He says, good morning, FMD. I hope I got your name correctly. No, you did. You're going to say, I've been contributing to your program, but I listen to you always. I just want to use this opportunity to commend you for what you're doing. I think you're an example of a patriot. There's no doubt that our people have been severely divided in recent times, and no thanks to politicians who believe that they can only thrive on the sentiments, biases, and the social media also playing a very huge role. And unfortunately, the mainstream media have been caught in the mix. Very few people like you have remained steadfast to the ethos of your noble profession. I may not know much about journalism, but I've known a good journalist when I hear or see one. We're taught at the elementary that media is the mirror of the society. What you mean, which means you present the exact picture of what the society is. But some of your colleagues and certain forces overshadow that. I'd just like you to know that someone appreciates you for what you're doing and to help you sustain it on life support. Our national unity is engine on. Okay, thank you so much. God bless you, FMD. Right. Thank you, dear friend. I'm so grateful to your kind words. Thank you for your time. Uluma from Lube says, good morning, FMD. Those people in the Senate, have they become liars, forgetful or forgetful? Imagine someone saying that it is accumulated borrowing. It is Obasanjo and Madam Nkosi-Okonjo-Iweala in time that Nigeria's debt was forgiven and cleared. And Obasanjo even left a lot for Yar'Adua and Jonathan. Let them tell us the amount they inherited and what they have borrowed in theirs. Uluma in Lube did write it in. All right, let's take two calls and go for a break. Good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother.
Good to have you on. Let's talk.
My name is Benga.
All right, Benga, good to have you on. Let's talk.
You see, let me tell you something. This senator has spoken. And now, this budget is before the Senate of this year. And that budget is there was deficit, meaning that
next year,
government has to borrow money to pay the budget. It is time now for those who are against borrowing to go to National Assembly and tell them they should not approve the budget. Because when they approve it and it's signed into law, you can't be blaming them for approving the loan. And this loan, when they pay now, are accumulated loans. PDP governments for 16 years, with a petrol dukudwe $100 average for 16 years, what did they leave a legacy? Only Kubwa Road, Airport Road, and railway they can point to. No infrastructure. And that's why when the
Benga, I thought for a moment at some point in time you had said the PDP started the real project. I thought you had said something like that before.
You said what?
You had called in at some point in time, talked about the fact that the PDP started the real project.
I said they started the real project from here to Kaduna.
Oh, okay.
They just start the one of Lagos to Lagos to Ibadan that we have done now.
Okay,
and
so
that did not start it.
Does that count for any infrastructure at all that was left?
The money we are borrowing now is for infrastructure that will help us to sustain the economy. Mm. Without infrastructure, you can't have a good economy. No investor will come to your country.
Okay.
And that's why I'm supporting the government to borrow now, so that by the time we can now get those money back through the infrastructure. Because without that, nobody will come and invest in this country. If we don't want the loan to be taken, go to another state and stop the budget.
The budget.
Don't
okay.
complain tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Femi D.
Good to have you on. What's your name?
Nothing breaks the news like the news.
Yes. And I can prove
yes.
it.
Yes. This is the Dabangbote.
Good to have you on.
You see, I'm just laughing, you know. In case of Nigeria, it's not something that we should be putting it on our head again, so that headache will not even kill us away before the glory of this country comes. So, you know, when some people are talking, just continue laughing. You don't take it personal so that it will affect your day.
Mm.
Look at what that senator is saying. Which accumulated this? Eh? Can you imagine this government keep borrowing, and we are not seeing anything? Me, oh, I never see anything they've done. Nothing. Can you imagine $1 today, 500 something naira, 575, almost 600 naira, and they still keep borrowing, and the senior president is supporting here and there? You know, that this is what Saraki is against, and that is why they do everything and move him away from the power. Because they keep bringing all the bill, go and vote this one, and say, no, this one, I'm not going to pass this bill, here and there. Now, anything they bring to National Assembly, they pass it. Anything, carry go. When we are waiting, they say it's accumulated, be okay. And let them try and clear it for us now, so that we can remember them for good when they are no more there.
All right.
Because Obasanjo just tried his best. Yeah, do all of them, they came to power, and they all tried their best. So they should all do something that we will remember them for. This is what they've done, oh. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're welcome, family.
Thank you for giving me a good laugh as well.
God bless you as well.
Okay, let's carry go. Let me go play some commercials at this time. I'll take on some commercials at this time, and then I'll be back to talk more on the show. And yes, we'll take your calls before 8:45 and also read some of your messages. This is Morning Crossfire.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Thanks for staying with us. It's 8:41 a.m. Nigerian time. We've got about 4 minutes just to take calls, and then we'll speak to the team from Jamisee Communications this very morning for 10 minutes. Then I'll read a few messages before we round off on Morning Crossfire for today. Okay, so thanks for all your messages. It's still open mic. What can we say in 4 minutes? Well, let's find out from you. 0700-951-0000. That's the telephone number you can reach out on this very morning. Interesting stories all across. I mean, during the week, we've talked about many of them. Which one are you bringing back? Let's listen to you. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sandy.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. This is Musa Kelly.
All right, then. Welcome. Let's talk.
500,000. Government pay 500,000 to Buhari. And this government...
No, it's more than 500,000. It's believed, it's alleged that it's $500 for each candidate. $500. That's a lot of money there.
And I cannot pay doctors and our lecturers. For the person or the senator that PDP don't do anything where there's enough money. You are a journalist, and you can go and verify. When our crude oil is still at that rate, our dollar is less than 150, 150 naira. And now, dollar is up to 600 naira now. Compare those figures. It's as if you buy a drum of petroleum, and you buy a jerrycan of petroleum. You sell a jerrycan of petroleum, it's the same amount with a drum of petroleum, that is how it is.
Mm.
Then that they are talking, a dollar is less than 150, 150. Now a dollar is up to 600 now, compare those periods.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and your perspective to this. Okay, let's look at that. I've got to talk to the team from Jamisee Communications this very morning, just about now. Okay, thank you so much. I'll take maybe a few calls after I'm done talking with them and also read messages this very morning. This is Nigeria Info. Stay with us. I'll be back shortly.
New shows, new hosts, new realities, true conversations, trustworthy ideas, shared passionately on your number one talk station of the nation. Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Let's talk.
The great talk. talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he's doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D. Live.
Politics, opportunity.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected.
To everyone.
Let's talk.
Let's talk. A Nigeria Info. 95.1 Abuja.
Nothing breaks the news like the news. Trust me, I can prove it. I'm ready. Let's take on the biggest debates on radio, provide insights, experience, and build an unforgettable discussion together. I am Femi D.
And we're back to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Just 2 minutes to go, but then I still have to read some of your messages. In 2 minutes, what can I do?
Don't answer that, especially if you have a mischievous mind. Don't answer that.
Manzo says, please, for me, the help us to confirm that the panel that left PDP. Okay, how much the PDP left and how much an educator's place? Okay, that's something not for this week, though. By the way, I have the anniversary of Nigeria Info coming up. We all do coming up going green in October, the first week of October. It's a lot of work, so forgive me that I'm not taking on assignments at this time. But Gandhi from Area 11 says, good morning, Nigeria Info. The person that called and said Governor Otam is romancing. Okay, we don't take messages on people's messages. I mean, your view will have been more respectful to take on. Family, the politicians, particularly those trying to recycle or launder themselves through the pacto, using the guise of another political party or phony political party, whatever name, they should please know that they certainly cannot, at this delicate renaissance period, make mockery of the rest of Nigerians. At least now, we're familiar with the names of the folk politicians who are also benefactors of the yesterday's oil boom in the 70s, 80s, and the early stages of the 90s, when Nigeria was set to go industrial through car assembling, use of the likes of Patutomi of the Volkswagen of Nigeria, that's fame, and the likes of it. Okay, well, thanks for that, Patrick. I can't complete your message because it's quite lengthy. And we've got to take on the news, and Dorcas is here already. Thank you so much for being part of Morning Crossfire. I'm back on Monday. Got a lot of assignment to do for the rest of the week, but Dorcas is here, and it's a delight to listen to her with business news. Good morning, Dorcas.
Good morning.
Yes, ready for business news?
Of course.
Are you going to read that I have billions of dollars now?
I can't find your name in the news, family.
Dear Lord.
In the near future.
Near future. That is a challenge. Give me money, let me enter news, so I can make the news. Stay with us, the business is coming up next.